Welcome back to the Light Podcast. My name is Amira and I am your host. I have a special treat for you today. We are doing a special segment that I like to call the Real World Chronicles. The Real World Chronicles basically started as a joke once I graduated from undergrad about 3 years ago. And I just take the time to reflect on a lesson that I have learned while trying to figure out how to be an adult, how to figure out how to function in what people call, quote unquote, the real world. So we're going to do that a little bit today. Today, I want to talk about life after graduation, what's next. People call it postgraduate depression, postgrad blues, whatever you like to call it. That is what we were talking about. Now that you've graduated, what is next? So let's go ahead and get into that. First things first, congratulations to the class of 2019. Congratulations, you've done it. The price went up. Congratulations to you, whether that is you getting a diploma, a degree, whatever it is, congratulations. It is a huge accomplishment. And I am a huge, being that I am a huge advocate for setting goals, accomplishing goals, and then celebrating those goals. Graduation season is typically one of my favorite times of the year because it is all about celebrating a huge accomplishment, celebrating a closing of a chapter, an opening of a new one, and I love it. And it's typically celebratory, it's joyous, we have fun, family comes into town. It's a great time, awesome time. What I want to talk about today is what happens after the celebration, what happens when the fireworks have popped, when the diploma has came in the mail, when family has went back to their respective cities, when all the graduation money has been deposited, what happens? I want to talk a little bit about that because in my personal experience, and everything I'm talking about today is from my personal experience, I am not an expert in this topic. I am not a licensed professional. If you really do feel that you are dealing with postgrad depression, that's the correct term for it, I suggest you go talk to a licensed professional because that is not me. Anyway, back on track. But in my experience, what I've learned is that in all of the celebration, a lot of times what is not talked about are the negative emotions that may come with graduating. And maybe not even necessarily negative, but the not so positive, like the anxiousness, the uncertainty, the uncomfortability, if that's a word, that comes with graduating. It's not typically talked about in my experience or experience from my friends. And I just really wish I had someone to tell me that when I was going through it. So this is just me doing that, paying it forward, just to normalize some of the things that we feel. Because once I graduated, and I'm going to walk you through the story, I learned that a lot of my friends were kind of going through the same thing. So I graduated May 7th, 2016 with a Bachelor's of Business Administration and Marketing from Valdosta State University. Go Blazers. But prior to graduating, being that I was a marketing major, a lot of my peers and a lot of people around me were applying to like internships. They were networking, you know, getting connected with so-and-so-and-so. I don't really remember what I was doing, but I know I wasn't doing that. I'm pretty sure if I had to just take a guess, I think I was trying to live it up, trying to get the most out of my senior year of undergrad. I knew that there was a time of my life that I would never get back. So I was really invested in that. I was really invested in my university, giving back to my university. So different leadership organizations that I joined, different leadership positions, being an RA, doing all that, just doing a lot, doing everything, but prepping for what life would look like after graduation. And I can honestly say that I don't regret that at all. But with that, just me deciding to do that, it came with consequences upon graduating. And it caused me a lot of anxiety because the closer I got to graduation, the more questions like, hey, so what's the plan after graduating? Graduation, what are you doing? What's going on? What's the next move? What's popping? And I had no idea. And I felt like I was supposed to have an answer, but I didn't. And it freaked me out. And so the closer I got to graduating, I still was in La La Land. I think I was in La La Land all the way. So I graduated May 7th. I think it hit me on May 11th that, okay, wow, I need to get it together. So I ended up working at my typical summer job that I always worked. And I figured that I adjusted my hours so that way I could allow myself to have interviews and do like job search. And so I started my job search on May 11th. I want to just let you know, I started my job search May 11th of 2016. I did not start my first full-time job until March 27th of 2017. So like 10 months, really pushing on like 11 months, very close to 11 months. So almost a year of job searching, and I was actively job searching. I have a book that I still have actually, and every job that I applied to, I wrote the name of the company, the position in the book. When I got an interview, I would highlight it in yellow. When I got declined, I would highlight it in orange. When I got accepted or offered, I would highlight it in green. And on May 11th, I thought, okay, cool. I'm starting May 11th. I should have a job at the very latest, August, period. And August came and I still didn't have a job. And my book, my list kept getting longer and longer. The orange and yellow marks were all over the place and I still hadn't had any greens. I'm connecting with people. I'm going to lunches. I'm networking. I'm just doing all types of things. And I just kind of isolated myself because I started getting really sad and really down, and I just felt like a failure. I just really did, and I isolated myself from my friends. I went to work. I worked like 2 or 3 part-time jobs at the same time. Went to work, ate, came home, get up the next morning, and repeat. That was all that I was doing. And going into 2016, this is 2016, I remember telling myself going into New Year's that regardless of my situation, I was not going to allow myself to just keep beating myself up about it or keep being down about it. So I decided to shift my mind. And I just had a shift and just accepted things for the way they were. My faith strengthened because of that. And, you know, once I did that, it kind of picked up, and then I ended up securing my first full-time job in March, and I ended up working at Enterprise and didn't like it at all, but that's a whole nother story. But during that time, I did a lot of different things. Being on social media nowadays, especially with people that have graduated with you, and I'm looking at people traveling the world and getting engaged and getting their dream jobs, interning at their dream companies, Fortune 500 companies. And I'm just comparing myself and like, well, you know, why can't I do that? Why am I not doing that? People going back to grad school, me thinking if I should have did that, just rethinking everything. And I was in mode of constant comparison. I was just beating myself up, being really negative, but still trying to push through it. And I think the thing for me was that it just had caught me off guard. And then once I accepted that as my normal, then I was able to kind of look at it a little bit differently. And I just learned so much in that season. And even now that I have, I think I would like to say that I have came full circle. As you know, I am no longer working the job that I used to want so bad. I'm in a totally different field. And now I'm able to kind of look back at my life, or at that point in my life, and just able to reflect. And the biggest takeaways that I have learned during that time, lessons that were not new to me, but I really learned during that time, is number one, what is meant for me will always be for me. So it did not matter, you know, how many jobs I applied for. The one that was for me ended up being the one for me. And from that job, I actually gained a lot of lifelong friendships. I was able to make enough money to really do whatever I wanted. I was blessed enough to be able to live at home and save money. And ultimately, it ended up bringing me, being the catapult for bringing me to where I am today in the field of student affairs. So what is meant for me is going to be for me, period. Like, that is the biggest thing that I've learned. There's no need of rushing anything. There's no need of doing any of that. What is meant for me is going to be for me. And then with that too, not comparing. So yes, Johnny might get his dream job. He might have already bought his house before the time he's even 25 and done all that. But that is his pace. It's not mine. What is meant for me is going to be for me. So I had to stop comparing and just focus on what I was supposed to do. And me being a person of faith, using that to help me with that. So that is lesson number one. That is the lesson that I think will stick for me for a lifetime. And I think I was tested to learn it in that period. The second lesson is that uncertainty is normal. And this is a lesson that I think I have really just still, actually, I'm still learning how to navigate. But uncertainty is normal. It is a normal thing, regardless. Even once I got my job, now the next thing is like romantic relationships. Now that's uncertain. Now I don't know where I'm gonna live. Now, you know, everything, it's just a normal part of just life, I feel. And it is okay to not know everything. And when people used to ask me, what are their plans after graduating? Me not having an answer really bothered me because I felt like I was supposed to have it all together. I felt like I was supposed to know. And if I wasn't certain, then what was I doing? And now when people ask me, because I'm prepping to graduate next year, people are already starting to ask what my next plans are. What am I doing? So and so and so. And I don't know. And I'm cool. Like, I'm cool with not knowing. That does not bother me because I know that it is a part of it. So those are my two lessons. What is meant for me will be for me, and uncertainty is normal, and it is okay to have certain feelings after graduating. It is okay to be a little anxious. It's okay to be a little bit worried, scared, frightened. Real world is terrifying, but I think in my experience, things got really, really, really bad, and then they got good. I actually saw, there's a meme of that that I saw the other day that I really liked. Once you graduate, it gets worse. It gets really, 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 really bad, then it's good. So that's my experience. Once again, congratulations to the class of 2019. This was just something that was on my heart to share, so I shared it. But yeah, I would love to keep talking about this. You can follow me on social media at Amira Joy, AmiraHJoy. I am really primarily on Instagram, but you can follow me on Twitter as well. And yeah, as you are, have a wonderful rest of your week, and I will see you the next time. We're going to go back to normal for the next episode.